Helen?
Well, Josh Barry got in touch with a great question that I really want to know the answer to, which is, could we surgically add a hard drive to our brain to basically increase our overall memory storage? Because I think I could do with one of those. Are we anywhere near being able to, I suppose, download our memories and add to that? Kevin, any thoughts on that?
You can stimulate memories. That's about as far as we've got. So applying signals at particular parts of the brain, someone says, oh, I can remember when I was a young kid and so on. But actually finding where they are, recording them, some people feel memories are quite spread around in the brain. So I don't know we yet fully understand what memories are. But I share the excitement, the possibilities. In long term, one would hope we will be able to do it. But I think it's a long, long way away, yeah.
Andrew, what about the sort of the electrode side of this? Because this is more where you're working, literally the brain-machine interface, quite literally. What about the concept of actually getting information in and out like that with a sort of external hard drive?
Well, again, as Kevin said, we know very little about how memory really works in the brain. There is actually a group that's trying to make, for instance, an artificial hippocampus, but I think at this point it's a lot more engineering than it is science. So, again, as Kevin said, there's hope for the future, but right now I think we're quite a distance from that.